Chapter 28, Our Creation. Jesus' declaration that the kingdom of God is within us and heaven at hand pertains to us as the one indivisible consciousness or creative mind, not as multiple individualities. This heavenly kingdom has nothing to do with worlds, times, places, circumstances, persons, or things. It has to do only with us as that mind to which all things are possible, and in which all creation begins. The simplicity, charm, and beauty of Jesus' teaching become more apparent to us with every opening of our vision, and happily we are to be the living proof and certainty of it. You may now be thinking, how can I follow him so as to pay my debts, bring about my success and prosperity, and live without a constant sense of limitation? The answer begins this way: seek ye first the kingdom of God. First of all, see that your consciousness is your kingdom and the creator of your unlimited abundance. Adopting the Christ viewpoint, you will see that here in consciousness, all good is and abides. No longer look then to some outside power for it. Rather, be that consciousness and power which is and which creates all. Are not all generalities of debt involved altogether in the notion of personality and individuality? Most certainly they are. Surely none is found in the great universal consciousness which decrees, God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. Just as soon as you leave the mistaken position of man and that of an individualized consciousness and acclaim the self as Lord of creation, even as Jesus portrayed for our benefit, then shall you cancel your debts and liabilities. For as the self-revealing light, you will receive direct perception and full spiritual instruction. Accepting reality, you accept God, life, and consciousness as the whole, incapable of any individualization whatever. Therefore, incapable of any limitations, debts, or liabilities of any kind. Moreover, here you see that you are one with God, the Creator. How important, then, to understand that only as we relinquish individualism can we be one with the divine. This new light exposes the absurdity of the theory that, as individuals, we are each a creator. There would then be many creators contending with one another. There is but one creator, even as there is but one mind and consciousness. Hence, the prerogative to create is ours only as the one indivisible whole. Proportionately, as we accept our lordship, as Jesus exemplified, shall we be able to practice being as he did, and happily be the living proof that all things that the Father hath are mine.